First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll talk Huron Tiger girls basketball team coach Tim Neihardt. The Tiger C team went 4-16 on the season and had a couple wins there late in the season to improve on that record. And Tim, first off, just talk a little about life with the C team. It's basically a combination of freshmen and sophomores, so you got a couple things going there. First off, the freshman girls just got to get used to how high school basketball works, practicing every day, the long bus trips and all that. And then the other part of it, I suppose, is I'm not sure how much even though they are adjacent classes, not sure how much these girls have actually played together before.
We had a lot of games early, and it was pretty tough to learn the offense and defense, man and zone. Full court press, getting ready for a lot of switching and defenses from other teams, and things that are developed at the freshman sophomore level that aren't developed in the middle school. Middle school is mainly all man, so the experience of learning how to handle all those different situations is tough for them. And when you have a lot of games early, we didn't have the results that we wanted, and it's very tough to score. The second time around, later in the season, we obviously were better at that, and that's where we end up winning about three out of the last nine, maybe eight games I think we had. We got three of our wins, and we just started to know each other. They started to be able to specialize within the offense of learning how to score better. You know, the skills were coming around, but the experience of having to play the team of caliber were we had mainly all freshmen. We had a couple sophomores, and that classified it as a C team. And so sometimes the other teams would do the same thing, a combination. Actually, we had three sophomores with about eight freshmen. So after a while, they just were able to adjust better and being able to understand, like you said, the whole schedule of it, the long, you know, double headers or longer trips. And then they're practicing every day. That gets kind of wearing on them. And we obviously have a coach that pushes them and just wanted them to get better every day. So with that all curtailed to be a long season for them, but we got better, and we got better at the end, and that was a big plus.
Well, let's just kind of run down some of the girls that played for you this year. Let's kind of start off with the sophomore bunch. Those girls, I think just almost everybody also played some JV ball as well, so they were getting plenty of quarters in.
Yeah, we had Rayleigh Thomas was a sophomore that she got a lot of JV time in, and she didn't practice with us. She actually practiced with the varsity, but then she practiced with me last year with our freshmen, so she kind of knew, you know, some of the philosophies and things that I was kind of helped teaching the sophomores. And so she did a really good job this year becoming a better shooter. She was an aggressive driver, penetrator, and just kind of having that extra year under her belt really helped out. And then we also had Lindsay Leindecker and Taylor that that end up being sophomores that played on the team too. And Taylor actually got hurt later in the year with her knee, and just when she was really starting to kind of get a feel for everything, was just a good all-around player. And then Lindsay, she's a real good shooter, just needed a little more strength. The last time she had to guard bigger girls, and that really kind of put her in an awkward position, and she really wasn't a guard type. And so just finding the right spot for her at the right time was sometimes tough, but she was always a girl that would come to practice and come to work every day. And we had a freshman, we had Lexi Gilbert, this really quick, hardworking girl. She got hurt towards the middle of the season. She had to be out for several games. And so when she came back towards the end, it just took her a little time to get back into it. And she just is a good player that, you know, defensively you can really run some things through her and use her speed. And then we also had Bree Ghost that would be just a strong physical player, just a good driver, penetrator. But she had to kind of learn to be patient and learn to kind of wait for the ball to come back to her and then look for her opportunities. And she got better at that, and that helped with the scoring later on. And we also had Bessie Williamson. She just was one of our most consistent players all year long. She's a post-type player that was always looking to improve, and she went out and she executed her moves and was able place at the right time. And for him being one of our consistent scorers, rebounders, and defenders throughout the year, probably played the most minutes than anybody because she was always on the floor. And, we also had Maddie Huber, and she was one of our guards that was able to score a lot for us. And she can hit three, and she can drive, and it was a really big plus for us to have her be able to break down the defense. A very instinctive defender, and she got a lot of steals, and she got a lot of layups for us. So she put in a lot of time, too, with the JV in the position, so she was able to get on both ends of the court. And it was really a big plus for us to have her lead because we thought Tenley Buttonhagen played with them last year, but she was playing with the varsity JV this year. Maddie had to take on a bigger role in the playmaker and being the point guard. Then we had McKenna Moore, another player who just was a good shooter, but she had to transition from being more of a post-oriented player, but she didn't really grow a lot, and she really was such a good shooter on the outside that we used her more of a guard forward type. So she kind of was transitioning into different positions. She also broke her nose, and that was later in the season, but playing time Taylor went down, so we kind of lost both those players towards the end. And then we have Libby Rounds, another post player, got to play both JV and team too, and just a good post player that can defend, she can handle the ball. She got some moves at times. She's just an experience of knowing when to put a certain move on and when not to. And then we also have Brooklyn Botel, who had a major knee surgery, major knee rehab, and she couldn't play for like over a year, and she finally came back and second half of her season. So just having been out for a whole year is kind of rusty, but she's just a really consistent all-around player. She really helped out with giving us a little bit more numbers and strength and size, and just a good hard worker and always wanting to be around to get better and better. And that's what we always ask the girls, just try to get better and, you know, learn from your mistakes that we had. So overall, we had just a nice crew. They're very competitive, and like I said, we had four wins. But there are some times that the adjustments and things we just could not get quick enough, and they just kind of hurt in the long run, and we'd have a quarter or something that would take us out or a 4 or 5 minute stretch. But they learned, and they got better as the season goes, and that's all we can ask for.
And just kind of look ahead with this bunch now. I always ask you this at the end of each season. Then as this group moves forward, obviously there will be some spots to play in at the next level or even two levels up with the varsity here moving forward. What are some of the things you want to see this bunch as a whole work on? I know the weight room has been a common theme I've heard about.
I did forget one of our strongest players that we did have, Mark Schultz. She was another forward-type player that just got a lot of experience this year. She was, you talked about the weight, and she gave us some good strength and a lot of hustle and really a power player inside the lane, and just got better with her post moves, which was nice to bring that into the games and what we're trying to do in practice. So I think the most biggest thing is, besides the strength, but the consistency in scoring. We just cannot score anymore in about an average of 25 points. You know, sometimes we throw in 30 or 40. When we got to the 40, that's when we started winning games. And, you know, we can't win a lot of games, even at our level, when you're only shooting 20% in the game. So a game speed, being able to shoot at game speed and make your moves at game speed, if you don't do it in practice and you need to win games, then you're going too fast. And then you end up doing all the travels, and then you shoot too fast because you're not practicing at that speed. And I think that with this group that I had, that would be number one. And they're very post-oriented, so they really can establish, you know, an inside-outside game, but with a high-low and protecting those post moves and being able to hit the 15-footer, that's kind of key. It seems like everybody else on the other teams, other schools have consistency with hitting those 15-footers and being able to, you know, pump a drive and finish. And we got the free throw line a lot. So I'm not real, these guys are competitive. They're hard-nosed, and that is great. It's great for a system to have, and they're going to come at you. And that is one thing that I really appreciate about the girls every day. just being able to prepare to win in practice and going at game speed is a big challenge that I gave them this year. And I think if they do that, along with getting in the weight room and being able to be stronger and just improve as a player, which sometimes it's really hard to do for a female player. You know, you have to learn how to improve yourself after that sophomore, junior level, because a lot of times it'll peak out. So they got to really work hard and even harder after they're a certain age and they're getting to that place. And great girls. We had a lot of fun with them and their personalities. And we just kind of, you know, learned to get after it every day in practice and make each other better.
Tim Nyhard, head coach here on Tiger Girls basketball C team, as they came out of the season with a record of 4-16. More Tiger Girls basketball coming up next. We'll talk with JV coach Garrett Schmidt on Dakota Sports KOKK. And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We talk with Garrett Schmidt, the JV coach for Huron Tiger Girls basketball. Talk about their season, a tough season, just like the varsity had this year, Garrett. But overall, just like the varsity, I felt your girls played hard every game. They went out looking to improve and never gave up on the season. That's probably the best thing you can come out when, because nobody starts the season expecting one like this.
No, these girls, you know, we definitely improved throughout the whole year, and I understand it's hard to see that. You know, we didn't, looking at our 0-20 record, but we definitely got better throughout the year. We started to fix some little things towards the end of the year that been nagging the whole year. So, you know, it's kind of one of those seasons where you would have been nice to have about four or five more games at the end of the year, because it seemed like we started to figure things out a little bit. You know, offensively and defensively, we tried doing some different things, started getting our girls in better positions, and, you know, they took those changes and those differences, and they ran with them some games. So, you know, we definitely improved throughout the whole year, and, you know, we're hoping to build in and have a good offseason.
You know, and the thing with being the JV coach and being on the JV team, there is a bit of a transient nature to it, because if something changes on the varsity team, that will affect who you have and who's available. And we saw that this year. Tenley Budenhagen played maybe about half the games at the beginning of the year, but then she just got a bigger role on the varsity team.
Yep. Tenley played about half the year. Sandy Schultz is one who started varsity the whole year, and then she actually played a couple games JV, just bringing her in here and there. You know, we had some freshman girls at the beginning of the year who weren't sure what we were going to get from them, and then they showed, you know, they could pull their weight a little at the JV level. So, like, Libby Rounds and Brooke Schultz, we brought them up, and they played a little bit JV-wise. So it was nice to see, you know, girls kind of step into roles. And, you know, when Henley left halfway through the year, we had to find somebody else to step in and kind of take over the team. And Kylie Overbay was one that we figured could do that for us, and she did it pretty well the back half of the year.
Well, let's talk about some of the girls. Kind of to start with Kylie Overbay. She was your point guard. She got some big varsity minutes there towards the end of the season, so she kind of ran the show for you.
Yeah, and she is that perfect example of, you know, show up for these JV games and try your best in these JV games, give it everything you got, you'll get more varsity minutes. And that's what happened with Kylie towards the end of the year. She performed consistently enough in the JV throughout the season that, you know, Coach Dobbs was talking to me, and so I think saying that we got to give Kylie some more run on varsity. So that's what ended up happening. She started the year playing four quarters of JV and then three varsity, and ended up flipping that to the year, getting more varsity minutes. Sammy Schultz, again, she came down a couple games, and, you know, she brought that spark, brought that energy for those couple games on the JV level. Maddie Fitzer and Melissa Burke, I think those two work well together inside, and it'd be nice to see those two continue to work on the post games throughout the offseason and get some more time in varsity next year. And then Chelsea Holfer is a very good defender. You know, she doesn't do a lot of things wrong. She does a lot of things right for us, so she was very consistent. It was nice to get a lot of good looks from her. You know, she'll work on her shot throughout the soft season. She'll be another one that'll get more varsity time next year.
You know, that was basically your juniors, if I remember right. Talk for you about the sophomores and the freshmen that played for you as well.
Bradley Thomas was one of the sophomores. She started for us throughout the whole year along with Allie Fullerton. You know, Bradley is one who, she's got a good basketball mind. She plays defense, and she works extremely hard. And she's one, too, along with Allie, who they need to get in the weight room this summer. They need to get stronger, because you could tell at the JV level, you know, they were just a little step slow or they were just a little weaker than the opponent they were going up against. You know, Allie, I think she could be a pretty good post presence at the varsity level next year. She's got to have a good summer, you know, get in the T3 program, get stronger in the weight room, and she's really one. You know, she's young. That's the thing that Stubbs and I talk about a lot. Sometimes we forget how young these girls are, that, you know, sometimes they're not used to their bodies and they're still growing. So once these girls get used to their bodies, get used to growing a little bit, I think they could contribute a lot next year. Another, Lindsay Leindecker was another sophomore who played sparingly throughout the year. You know, she was one that always brought a positive attitude. She was always ready to play. You know, she was always focused. You know, I needed her to go in. She was ready to go. So it was a good attitude to have on the team.
Then, as you mentioned, you also called up a few freshmen to get some playing time as well, because that's actually where you had a little size.
Yeah, we did. Libby Browns and Brooke Schiltz really brought our size off the bench. It was nice to be able to turn around and have, you know, 5'10", 5'11", sitting on your bench and be able to bring them into the JV game. And, it was fun to see those two really grow throughout the whole year. You know, the first five games, they weren't quite sure what their role was. And another thing that's tough with freshmen, too, is that they don't practice with me every day. So I don't see them every day. Basically, the only time I see them is on game day. So, you know, I figured them out. They figured me out. And once we got to the middle and end of the year, we really got a rotation figured out where we could start relying on those two. Bessie Williamson is another freshman who I think, another post player as a freshman, that she gets a little stronger. She's got a couple nice post moves, and she uses them very well at the freshman level this year. So I think next year she'll have a bigger role on JV and maybe, who knows, get a varsity spot. Bree Ghost is a great defender. She's very athletic, and she's one who, throughout the summer, you know, needs to work on her footwork a little bit. Again, like with the rest of our team, needs to get a little stronger, but she could be a defensive force in the years to come, I believe. Lexi Gilbert, Maddie Huber, they were two guards. It was very nice to have guards that you could bring off the bench and you could trust to bring the ball up the floor and make some good decisions for you. They like to get after it defensively, so they have a fun attitude on the basketball court, and they're great girls off the floor too, where, you know, they're always asking questions, always looking for things to get better, which is great to see. And then McKenna Moore, you know, she started to get a little bigger role JV, and then she was injured and didn't play back half of the year. So she's one too, you know, get stronger in the off season, keep working on the fundamentals, and it should be, you know, I think that freshman group could be a pretty good squad in the next couple of years to come.
Then you mentioned too about practicing together, and even your core on the JV team, some of those sophomores and juniors, they don't always practice together. Usually you're practicing with the varsity, so you're more preparing the varsity than actually playing together as a JV unit.
Yeah, and just the simple things of new sets. You know, we'll run a set in varsity, and then with that starting five JV crew, but then basically everybody who is on the bench off of JV, we'll have no idea what that set is until we draw it up for them before the game. So, you know, that's the fun of being a JV coach and being part of the JV team. You don't quite know what you're going to get week to week on your roster, and I guess the players aren't quite sure what we're going to be able to run from game to game because we don't know who our personnel will be.
Well, just kind of wrap things up here. You spent the last couple of months with this group of girls. Talk about some of the things you want to see them improve on. I know you mentioned the weight room more than a couple of times, so I imagine that's where it kind of starts.
Yeah, we, as a whole, you know, 9 through 12, 7 through 12, whoever you want to look at, we have to get stronger. I know Rodert's going to talk to the whole high school about using our weight room and using it effectively, and you know, Stubbs and I have had conversations all year how we do need to get stronger. We, you know, it seems like our numbers are probably about where they're going to be. So we, you know, we have the personnel we're going to have. So we need to get this group stronger. We need to get our footwork better. Fundamentals are a big thing as well. And, you know, one of the easiest things that these girls can do is just shoot the ball. We have to get shots up throughout the whole summer, throughout spring, throughout next fall. We're not going to be able to put the ball down, you know, like we had our last game February 23rd, and then pick it up the Monday after Thanksgiving next year. We're not going to be able to do that and be successful as a program. We need to be in the weight room. We need to be in the gym getting shots up and just working on our craft and getting better.
Garrett Schmidt, head coach of the Huron Tiger girls basketball JV team, will take another time out here on Dakota Sports Saturday. talk with head coach Wade Staubs next as we wrap up the show on Dakota Sports. And we're back with on Dakota Sports Saturday. We talk with Wade Staubs, head girls coach for the Huron Tigers. We review the season for the Tiger girls. A tough season for sure, but Wade, it's one of those seasons. Hopefully it makes you stronger down the road. And the one thing you can say, you don't get a win during the season, but these girls never gave up. They were playing as hard as they did in that opening game against Yankton as they did in the season finale at Brandon Valley.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. The season didn't go exactly the way we wanted to. You know, it's one of those things. We didn't end up with a win, but we saw a lot of positives. You know, I've been running a lot of numbers here since the season got over with, and the first from the first half of the season to the second half of the season, the first half of the season, first 10 games, we gave up an average of 61 points per game. And then when we look at the second half of the season, the winning percentage of the teams we played went up. We had Brandon Valley twice in the second half of our season. We played some better teams, a lot of the same teams, you know, we played in the first half since we played everybody twice. But we didn't have Brandon Valley both times until the end of the season, that last 10 games, and they're one of the better teams in the state. And we only gave up 51 points per game in the last 10 games of the season. So you look defensively, there's stuff that we did better, I think, in the second half of the season. It was just a matter of knocking down shots. Our shooting percentage wasn't where we needed it to be this year. We cut down turnovers, another two turnovers per game, down from what we were last year. We averaged 16 turnovers a game this year. Hopefully we can get that down another two turnovers a game next year. But instead of turning the ball over, we started getting more shots. We just needed some of those shots to go in this year for us.
You know, and one thing I just felt was a bit of a trend, too, was, you know, we didn't have a lot of depth, so we were playing at best eight girls in a game. A lot of times we were playing six or seven, and I think that probably impacts your shooting percentage, too. It's just, you know, you just get tired legs, tired arms there by the time you get around to that fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's one thing, you know, I'm going to talk to the girls about here when we have our meeting is we need to get into the weight room. You know, I've been talking to Mr. Rodert about it. We talked to other coaches, too. We need to get stronger all the way through, whether it be boys, girls. The time in the weight room is going to be essential for us to get better. That'll help with staying fresher throughout the game and then just being able to defend better, rebound better. We're not going to get any bigger. You know, the teams that we play are a lot bigger than us, and we need to be able to counteract that a little bit because we need to get stronger defensively, offensively. It'll help later in the games, help with our shooting percentage as we get those tired legs, and help us to rebound better and limit those second opportunities from those other teams.
You know, when you look at it, you know, we did play some younger girls again. Tenley Budenhagen started a couple of games as a freshman and played a significant role off the bench by the last half of the season. Really wasn't even playing any JV minutes either because just wanted her fresh. She was playing starter minutes on varsity. And I kind of compared her to maybe Haven Hines 2 years ago, that eighth grade year when she played a lot of varsity. You could tell a young girl like that's going to hit the wall a bit because that's a big jump going from eighth grade or seventh grade ball to a varsity ball.
Yeah, it's a long season. You know, we start at the end of November and go till March. It's a long season. It's during the winter months. They don't see a lot of daylight. Go to school, it's dark. By the time you get out of practice, it's dark again. And it's just one of those things, the speed of the game, the strength of the game. And then she also had a little deal with her shoulder there in the second half of the season, which I think really affected her shot. She was really aggressive offensively for us up through the first half, and then kind of had a little shoulder injury, had a sprained AC joint in her right shoulder, and it kind of affected her offensively for us there in that second half of the season.
You know, but you take those two. Sammy Schultz started pretty much every game this season. You had Allie Fullerton, Kylie Overbay off the bench, and they got some significant varsity minutes at times this year. So you do have a nucleus back that has played in that 7 o'clock game.
Yeah, you know, and we're going to have to rely on that, you know, going into next year, those girls and the minutes they played to step up. But we have to get better, and it begins in the gym this off season. Starting here in the next couple weeks, getting in the weight room, like I said, getting stronger. And then we have to improve our shooting percentage. I think we shot like 30%, I think, as a team this year. We need to get that up to 38 to 40%. We need to get our three-point percentage up to about 33%. Two-point percentage was lower than it needed to be, or than it should be, in order to compete. We have to be able to get to that 50-point mark
in our games, and we averaged 41 points per game this year. If we can increase those shooting percentages, we're getting more shots off. Like I said, we cut down on our turnovers, but we need to be able to knock down those open shots when we have them and get to that 52 points per game, basically.
Well, let's kind of highlight the seniors. You had three seniors that obviously have been through a lot of battles for the Huron Tiger program, and always nice to recognize those kids as they see they're in there with the black and orange. We'll just kind of take them in numerical order here. We'll start off with guard Reagan Rozelle. She started one game last year. Otherwise, she was new basically to the varsity game. And what I felt about Reagan was she knew what she could do, she knew what she couldn't do, and she just took care of things that she knew she could.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, she's a really good shooter outside, really streaky. There was a couple games there where she come back and hit 2, 3, 4 in a row for us. She was a leader for us. One of our seniors, she was a strong leader mentally for us, so holding some of those younger girls together throughout a tough season. She was huge in the locker room for us and on the floor, you know, with those little shots on different stretches. The first game of the year, I think, she went off for like 3 or 4 in a row, and in the last game of the year, she went off for 3 or 4 in a row. So, I mean, she started the year well for us, ended the year well for us, and was just one of those steady girls for us throughout the year.
The next, Jada Schillingstad, was kind of hampered by injuries over her basketball career, but was out on the floor quite a bit this year, kind of had that freak injury in the middle part of the season, but was able to bounce back from that. And, boy, just a great athlete. We saw that on the volleyball court as well. And looked to me like you kind of challenged her towards the second half of the season. If you think you see something, just go after it. She was probably the most aggressive in attacking the basket.
Yeah, she played just over half of our games for us this year due to injury, whether it be her groin or her lungs. You know, it's one of those girls that she has a super fast first step. You know, she's going to go to her right, and teams know that, but she's still able to beat them that way. In practice, I had to guard her a few times, and I cheated her right hand, and she still got beat me to her right there a few times. So she's one of those girls that she's very competitive, super competitive girl, and would have loved to have had her for the complete season, all of the games this season. I think it could have changed a few things, you know, and if we could have got a couple wins early there, I think, or a win early, I think it could have helped us later in the season too. And just missing her was huge. You know, defensively, a lot of times she guarded their best offensive ball player for us. And offensively, we tried to take the ball out of Haven's hands, put the ball in her hands quite a bit out front, and just to try and do some things offensively for us a little differently.
Then the final senior was Gracie Schoenfelder, your post player, really the most size that you could put in the lineup. And I think back, if I remember right, this bunch of seniors were freshmen the first year you got here. And I'm sure you can say fairly confidently that Gracie showed the biggest improvement from when you got here to now here as she closes out her senior year.
Yeah, she's just a great girl to be around. Great attitude, you know, that personality. And she just works her tail off. You tell her to do something, and she's going to do it. You know, she's one of those girls this year. I had a hard time bringing her off the court. Her, Haven, and Jada, when she was there, are three girls that I really struggled to get off the floor, and I know they got tired. But Gracie Schoenfelder always guarded the biggest girl on the court because she was our big, was always the size mismatch in there. But, again, she just worked her tail off. Defensively, offensively, did what we asked of her, stepped up a few games. So I think it was a Brookings game come up and had, I don't know, 15, 16 points against Pierre. I think she had 19 rebounds one game for us. So, I mean, she does the little things there and just comes in, works her tail off. And like you said, I think has showed the most improvement of any girl throughout the 4 years that I've been here.
You know, and wanted to mention note I wanted to say about Gracie too is she was prone to foul trouble just because of the matchup she was kind of forced into. But I felt she was she learned the game of basketball. When she would get in that foul trouble, she would change her game a bit, and you could keep her on the floor.
Yeah, that was huge for us. Like with her, you know, having the only size really that we had, you know, keeping her out of foul trouble. That's one thing we stressed from the beginning of the year is to, you know, last year she picked up some fouls going over the top or with some reaches and stuff like that, and she really didn't do that for us this year. She was able to stay on the floor. There was only a couple games, I think, where I had to sub her out where she got into foul trouble. So that was huge for us this year.
And just overall, as we kind of wrap up the season, I don't think anybody sets out for a season as of this, as you go 0-20 on the season. But bottom line, it is what it is. And as I said at the beginning, these girls never gave up. I think I started kind of making those comments to you around the 1st of February. One thing about this team, they were working hard. They never mailed it in at any point, and they still thought they had chances to win because, well, they did there down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that these girls and the mindset they had went out and competed each and every night that we took the court, and that's huge. Keeping that confidence, you know, would have been better to have a little bit of more confidence offensively, but in order to have confidence, you got to see something positive happen, you know, over and over again in order to get that confidence, and we weren't able to do that. I believe if we could have got some shots to fall, a couple things to fall our way early in the season, the longer that goose egg, that when whatever's on the board, the harder it is to get rid of. You know, we need something positive to happen, and it starts this season. Gaining that confidence. The girls needed to get into the weight room, get physically stronger, and then we need to get into the gym and see those shots go through. If we see those shots go through in the off season, through the hoop, then they will in the regular season also. And it starts now, so in order to get better and improve.
Wade Stobbs, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball, wrap-up of their season that finished out a couple of weeks ago. That'll wrap up this edition of Dakota Sports Saturday. Quick reminder, we do have Twins baseball coming up today and again tomorrow, beginning at 12 noon as they continue Grapefruit League play down in Florida. We have Mike Hendrickson and the Sports Max coming up shortly. Up next, though, will be Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.